Former President Donald Trump is going on trial for a second time in the Senate. There is one article of impeachment, incitement of insurrection. He was impeached last month by the House after the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol by extremist Trump supporters. Today's debate is about whether it is constitutional to prosecute a former president. If enough senators say that it is, which is likely, opening arguments begin tomorrow. Joining us to look at that and other legal issues is Barbara McQuaid. She's a professor at the University of Michigan Law School and a former U.S. attorney appointed by President Obama. Professor, welcome back.
Thanks, Callum.
So the president's team and Republicans argue this trial is not constitutional because Trump is no longer in office. What does the Constitution say, and what's the precedent?
Well, I think that's a weak argument. 170 legal scholars have signed a letter making the argument about why that's a weak argument. The language in the Constitution doesn't really define impeachment. It really just speaks about the remedies. It says that the president shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of high crimes and misdemeanors. And so the scholars have defined that as sort of a mandatory minimum, that if there's an impeachment and conviction, that means you shall be removed from office. But they point out that there's this other part also that says that another penalty for impeachment and conviction is disqualification from office in the future. And so based on that language, as well as the history in England, people could be impeached and convicted after leaving office. And the precedent of former Secretary of War William Belknap, who was impeached and tried after his resignation from office. For all of those reasons, this seems like a weak argument. And there will be some debate on it today, but I expect that the trial will proceed.
All right, Belknap ultimately acquitted, but was tried after leaving office. And the former president's team to counter that has cited the work of Michigan State University law professor Brian Kalt to say the trial is unconstitutional. But Kalt told NPR's Nina Totenberg that the Trump team is actually misrepresenting his work and the historical evidence is against Trump's legal argument. Here's what he said.
The worst part is the three places where they said, I said something when in fact I said the opposite.
So there's maybe some twisting going on there, Professor, but there are some legal scholars who disagree with this argument, who think that it is, in fact, unconstitutional to try the president after he has left office. So are those experts in the minority? Is there a consensus on this?
I don't know that there's a consensus. You know, one of the challenges with impeachment is that there is so little precedent to look at. And of course, ultimately, it is what the senators say it should be. Courts have held that they don't have any place in reviewing decisions of members of the Senate. And so it really will be up to the senators. But I think if you look at, as we said, the text, the history, the precedent, and then even the logic, Callum, it would really defy common sense to say that any office holder could simply resign after committing some high crime or misdemeanor just to escape accountability and that remedy of disqualification from future office. If a president on his last day in office were to commit, you know, say, I'm going to give away the state of California and all the other red states to Mexico and Canada so that when I run again next time, I'll have a better chance of winning. And now you can't do anything about it because it's too late. I think it just really defies common sense to say that there's this bar once the president has left office.
Well, we know that will be part of the case that Democrats present against the former president. What else will they argue as they try to convict him?
Well, I think one of the things that is really the key to the advocacy here is you'll notice that in the brief that President Trump's lawyers have filed, they really try to focus on the single event of January 6th, where his speech and the speech only. Whereas the Democrats have said in their brief that all of the conduct before, during, and after that speech is relevant. It was a 2-month campaign to undermine the outcome of the election and to foment violence. Even after the rioters arrived at the Capitol and were storming and sieging at the Capitol, he continued to wait. There's some reports that he was gleeful as he watched it unfold. And so I think Democrats will want to show all of that course of conduct and not focus solely on the speech at the Ellipse that day.
And we know that part of their argument will be that his speech at the Ellipse is protected free speech under the First Amendment. It'll be interesting to see how that translates to an impeachment proceeding, however, which is fundamentally a political process and not a criminal proceeding. Barbara McQuaid is a professor at the University of Michigan Law School and a former U.S. attorney. Professor, thanks for your time, as always.
Thanks very much, Callum.